In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, the life and character of the late Grand Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. Dear listeners, Grand Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani was a very great Muslim Iranian Shia scholar, jurist, source of emulation, and moral teacher who was one of the students of Imam Khomeini. He had cooperated in writing the Book of Practical Islamic Laws, or Risala of Imam Khomeini. Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani was the congregational prayer leader in the Great Mosque of Tehran Bazaar. His sessions on Islamic teachings, and especially moral lessons, lessons on morality, were well known. He was much loved by people of Tehran for his piety, humility, excellent yet friendly speech, and his respect for people. Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani was born in 1316 in the Iranian calendar in the city of Tehran. He went to the traditional school when he was no more than 5 years old. When he turned 10, he learned the preliminaries of religious studies in one of the Islamic schools of Tehran. In 1334, in the Iranian calendar, when he was 18 years old, he went to Qom. Agha Mujtaba Tehrani attended the lessons of great religious figures such as Ayatollah Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Burujerdi, Ayatollah Golpaygani, Allama Tabatabai, and Ayatollah Muhaqqiq Damad. He reached the degree of Ijtihad when he was just 25 years old. In 1367, in the Iranian calendar, he went to Najaf and stayed there for 3 years. He would teach kifaya in Ayatollah Burujerdi's school and would also attend the lessons and lectures of Imam Khomeini, as well as the Kharij lectures on principles of jurisprudence of Ayatollah Khoui and Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen Hakim.
خداوند روی همون رحمت و لطفی که به بندش داره.
Allah shows His mercy and elegance to all of His servants, even those servants who recognize the presence of Him in their lives but have shortcomings in their du'as and their manner of connection with Allah.
حرفای منو خوب گوش کن.
Listen to my words carefully. Allah knows this servant believes in Him, but has some defects in his supplications. Now, what are these defects? The defect is when the servant thinks a person or entity other than Allah can help him. Allah helps such kind of servants.
این بنده ها رو کمکشون میکنه یا الله.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani is well known for his lessons on Islamic morality and ethics. He was a very popular person who would have face-to-face, friendly interactions with people. One of his students says that after Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani's session would finish, he would sit on top of the pulpit and answer questions. Sometimes, Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani would stay there until 1 a.m. to answer people's questions, mostly the youth. His brother has also said that when someone teaches morality but does not show the slightest moral behavior, will definitely make those around him to stay away from him. But Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani was such a person whose good morals could be seen in his behavior and action as well. His students would clearly see the manifestation of the subjects that he would discuss on top of the pulpit in his behavior. The son-in-law of Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani says that in his lessons on morality, the issues would be talked about in a very organized fashion, to such an extent that he says that he knows that 2,800 cassettes of his lessons have been recorded that are about different topics in a subjective manner. For example, Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani spoke about the issue of supplication for 6 years. It should not be forgotten that Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani was also an extremely knowledgeable jurist and source of emulation who would hold Kharij lessons on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence for students studying in the seminaries of Tehran.
Ali alayhi salam farmayad summa ja'ala fi yadika مفاتيح خزائنه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful tradition, states, Allah has put the keys to His treasures in your hands. But how? By allowing you to request from Him.
فمتى شئت استفتحت بالدعاء أبواب خزائنه.
Whenever you wish, you open His chamber of divine treasures and take whatever you like. Please pay attention. You don't wait for Allah to go and bring you His treasures. No, Allah Himself will give you the keys to His divine treasures. You and I had wrong thoughts about Allah.
راجب خدا بد فکر کردین شما و منم همچنین مثل شما.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani was a very knowledgeable person who was also extremely humble. Some of his lessons on morality were about the supplications in the month of Ramadan, modesty from an educational perspective, religious ardor, and the relationship between God-wariness and one's ultimate fate. These lessons, like we said, were continuous, and perhaps there were many, many lessons on supplication, for example. On his lessons on God-wariness and one's ultimate fate, he would make very subtle points on this subject in explaining verse 102 of Surah Ali Imran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who have faith, be wary of Allah with the wariness due to Him and do not die except as Muslims. Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani said that our ultimate fate is absolutely dependent on our love for Allah. Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani said that our ultimate fate is absolutely dependent on our God-wariness. He says, taqwa, or God-wariness, has three dimensions. God-wariness in what we believe in, that is, we are not doubtful and in denial of Allah. 2. Having taqwa in our heart, that is, how much we love Allah. And 3. Having taqwa with respect to our actions, so that we do not commit sins and wrong acts that would seal our terrible fate. These lessons of Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani are extremely deep. They're not repetitive, and of many new things one can learn. Another lesson of Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani, which is related to taqwa, is the characteristics of the God-wary. It is actually a commentary on the Humam sermon of Imam Ali from the Nahjul Balagha. This great man of piety, humility, and knowledge passed away on January 2, 2013. Ayatollah Khamenei prayed before his body, and he was buried in the holy shrine of Abdul Azim Hassani. May Allah bless Grand Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Grand Ayatollah Mojtaba Tehrani. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.